This is Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Today's guest is Dr. David Hacker, Associate Professor of Geology at Kent State University at Trumbull.
When we look at volcano collapses, we're talking about just an individual collapse. So in a volcanic field, we're talking multiple volcanoes and their substructure just moving. They're rare events, but yet potentially thousands of people can be affected if one of these things move.
Dr. Hacker focuses on an Earth systems approach to global natural disasters. Welcome, David.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm interested in learning more about your current research on mega landslides. Can you tell me what that is and how you started to study this?
Sure. My research team and I, we look at landslides within volcanic terrains. And it all started in 1980 with the landsliding and eruption of Mount St. Helens. Since then, we've recognized over 400 collapses or landslides from volcanoes. And so we now see that those are a very common aspect of the evolution of volcanoes. So what our research team, though, has been looking at is other types of collapses besides just on volcanoes. So we've discovered two different types, and the biggest type is what we're calling collapse of volcanic fields. These are on scales that we call mega landslides. The one that we just published on is over 5,000 square kilometers, which equates to 1,900 square miles.
Wow.
And so to just imagine, I mean, it's hard to imagine the scale, but it's larger than the state of Rhode Island and basically the same size as the state of Delaware. And this happened all in one event. And what we've been able to ascertain from our studies is that it moved catastrophically at about 150 to 200 miles an hour and moved over the land surface for about 25 miles, which would have taken about 10 minutes. So anything living there just had a really bad day at that
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Would people be familiar with the event from the news? That is, as you think about it scientifically, how would people connect to what that event was if they heard about it?
Again, the Mount St. Helens is a good analogy, but it is only about 23 square miles. Ours is, again, something that people just can't recognize. And that's what has been happening in our scientific field is that we've been mapping over these types of structures for years and never even recognizing that they were landslides. This is a brand new style of sliding that we're hoping we can have other scientists look at their volcanic fields and see if more of those have happened in the past.
How many people does this affect? How many people, I mean, is there, I would imagine that around the globe, an awful lot of people live in environments in which this might be a real concern.
When we look at volcano collapses, we're talking about just an individual collapse. So in a volcanic field, we're talking multiple volcanoes and their substructure just moving. We just had an international conference here looking at possibilities of future sites to look at because they're rare events, but yet potentially thousands of people can be affected if one of these things move.
How did you get interested in this?
Most of it's through my graduate research. So the other type of slide that we were talking about besides volcanoes is off of Laccalus. And these are just basically magma blisters is the way to look at them. And so as the magma uplifts the surface of the Earth, then it can partially collapse. That's what got me started in this. But then I never imagined it could be any bigger until we started this research back in about 2012.
Are you finding that the general public is a little more aware of natural disasters and then subsequently how they might factor that into their thinking?
A hazard itself is just something of danger. What we call a natural hazard is related to things like earthquakes, landslides, hurricanes, wildfires, et cetera. And so people are becoming more aware of them simply because the media shows the tremendous impact, which then we call natural disasters. So when they actually influence humans, then we really see the true nature of our Earth.
And we were talking earlier about Northeast Ohio maybe not being as vulnerable to natural disasters, but what are the things that you see in this area that people tend to pay attention to?
Well, flooding is one of the major hazards in our area. We do have weather-related as far as tornadoes, hail damage, but landslides are also very common after heavy rains. And so those are our major focuses for hazards.
Have you found in your research that man-made influences are impacting either the devastation that follows or something like a mega landslide? Is there any connection there?
There's two different aspects. There's an aspect that's more localized, where somebody may be just changing the slope of a land surface, and that could increase landsliding, or what we see with wildfires, vegetation being destroyed, and so that increases flooding and runoff and landsliding as well. But normally, on a larger scale, people don't really realize that. And so they're what we call slow onset disasters. So fast onset is something that's what the media covers all the time, and that would be quick landslide, a quick storm. But slow onset is something that we're doing on a bigger basis, for example, global warming, obviously. And so we don't really see it on a media scale because it's something that happens down the road.
What advice do you have for people as they think about being prepared and tornado season, hurricane season? There are sort of those natural things. But as you talk about global warming and some of these longer terms, are there things that people can do to either lessen impact, if there is one, and to think about being prepared if they experience some sort of natural disaster?
A lot of it is being prepared, and we call it mitigation. And so mitigation is to reduce the amount of damage and also to help in recovery. But to reduce it, it's just being aware of what the hazards are. So basically, what are the dangers? And so we rely a lot on our political system and our government to explain to us what some of those hazards are. And of course, just general education through schools and the public is the best way.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We've been talking with Dr. David Hacker, Associate Professor of Geology at Kent State University at Trumbull. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning at 7 on 89.7 WKSU.